Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got a text message from the 781. Salt, I'll miss you. You were like a Snapple cap, giving us information we never knew we needed.
That is a fact. The Saltopedia wins.
And sometimes it's true. Much like Snapple. That's a fact.
So yesterday we shared the news that Salt got a promotion. He's going to co-host his own show down in Hartford. Tomorrow is his last day on the show. And, you know, we like to lift you up. We like to send you off in a happy place, Kennedy.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right.
Because that's what mornings are around here, happy.
So this was the time that Salt secretly got married. You remember that?
I do.
Hold up your hand.
You sleepy
so-and-so. Sarah and I got married March 30th.
Are you kidding me? It's April 13th.
It's April 13th.
Wow.
We were waiting for people to notice because I've worn my ring every day because I'm married now.
And, I saw you wearing it, but to be honest with you, I just thought you were wearing it because you were wearing it. It didn't click that you know what I mean?
Like, no.
Yeah, he's just because that's Salt. Salt just does things when he wants to do them. You can't dictate tradition or anything to Salt. So if Salt just wants to start wearing his wedding ring, Salt just starts wearing his wedding ring.
Well, no, I wore my wedding ring because I made a promise to my wife that I would always be faithful.
Oh, my gosh.
Honor her. And
oh, now I'm crying.
Yeah. I'm never taking this bad boy off. So we went down to City Hall. Maureen Feeney down at City Hall. She presided over it. She's a justice of the peace down there. Was absolutely a wonderful ceremony. It was right before Easter weekend. And my sister and her two boys were in town.
That's why
Sarah's sister was in town. So right. We were only allowed to have a couple people in there. Mm-hmm. And it was on a Friday afternoon. We were almost late. It was raining and traffic was horrible.
That.
But we went in there, and it was a beautiful ceremony.
Right.
Then right afterwards, we went to Newbury Comics to buy the boys some toys because they were good in the ceremony. And then because we had so many people staying at my house, I slept on my couch on my wedding night.
Wow.
It was memorable.
I remember when I saw the ring. It was, what was it, opening day?
You and I were at opening day, and I had literally been telling you all day, you need to ring check, guys, Kennedy, because your head's on a swivel.
It was nothing but single guys there, guys there.
And Dan was down there with me. Dan and I were drinking, and Dan knew about it.
Because Salt's like going with his hand, and I just go, stop.
Every time you'd go get a beer, he'd go, watch this. I'm going to wave it right in front of her face.
Oh, well, I finally got it.
I sat next to him and could see his hand for, what, 3 weeks?
And never knew.
And never knew.
Oh, no, I had it up in pictures and Instagram.
I know, you were everything.
I was everything.
It was everything.
Like when we would, you know, we're recording, you know, things, promos after the show. We're sitting in the other room. I literally put my hand on the console next to Carson. Nothing.
So
Nothing.
Good. So good, hilarious. Salt.
From the 774, when I heard the teaser yesterday about life-changing noon, my brain went to, is Salt's wife somehow pregnant again?
Twins.
Also from the 978, does Mad Marge know Salt is leaving?
I don't really call her often.
That was always her number.
What everybody else wanted to
she
know.
She calls us. So anyway, we're
going to
miss you, buddy. We're going to miss you. We're proud of you. We're excited for you.
Thank you.
We know the new show is going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Christine sent me a tweet yesterday, your new co-host.
Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, I'm not rubbing it in your face or anything, but it was a picture of a pig squealing outside the window of a car holding
a little drone. It was the Geico pig outside the car going, wee!
I'm not rubbing it in your face or anything like that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.